All my law enforcement brothers and sisters and the new members of the group, thank you for coming aboard. Those guys across the country are watching this video. Thanks for joining the group. We have been getting a lot of out-of-state law enforcement officers who have said, Dennis, these videos have helped me even in my state. So today we're going to give you a video, but again, remember that a lot of our stuff comes from New Jersey criminal case law, and I will be getting into more stuff about regarding interdiction and things along those lines as we go further and further. But I did want to address the case today. It is State versus Carval, and we'll talk about abandonment in the rule in New Jersey. So I'm going to read you just the meat and potatoes of abandonment. Where one abandons property, he is said to bring his right of privacy therein to an end and may later not complain about its subsequent seizure and use in evidence against him. The property abandoned may be seized without probable cause. New Jersey defines abandonment as a voluntary relinquishment of all right, title, claim, and possession with the intention of now reclaiming it. The rule for abandonment, all parties present must have no claim to the package. All right, see State versus Tucker, State versus Andre Johnson in 2008, and State versus Carval 2010. Now, I'm going to attach Carval onto here, and I'll explain what happened in that case. And you guys can click that, and you can read that case. Like I said, I always tell you guys that it's important that you take this information I give you and, you know it, and I try to just help you understand it better. But read the case yourself. They're really easy to understand, and it's good. You guys will get a lot out of it. You'll be able to take it to work and use it at work. So what is abandonment? Basically, what abandonment is here's this case out of Union City, New Jersey. This is back in 2010. Let's double check. Yeah, 2010. So what happens is this Union City detectives get a call from New Jersey State Trooper who has a snitch or a CI who is giving them information about this guy who is Mr. Carval, who's coming up on a bus from Miami. And the CI is telling this trooper who's relaying this information to the Union City detectives, hey, this guy's on this bus. It's going to stop from Miami to Union City for a switchover, 11 o'clock in the morning. You guys should look out for this guy. They have a good description of him. And as they see the guy, they do surveillance on it. He comes off the bus. They get to speak with him. He starts giving them some story that didn't make sense. And they find in his possession, he had a envelope with his name, actually, Mr. Carval on it. Pablo Carval, I believe his first name was. So, there's about 15 or 20 other passengers on the bus. They go on the bus and they ask everybody if they have their tickets to match their luggage. And what they find in the bus is a duffel bag that nobody's claiming. Nobody knows what the duffel bag is. They bring it out. Mr. Carval does not claim that it's his at all. And they open it up because it's abandoned property. They actually had a dog come and sniff. That's irrelevant. You don't need that. They actually, part of the case where they had a dog sniff it, but you don't need that. They open it up and they find Mr. Carval's identifying cards and there's things that tie him to the bag. Inside the bag, there's also 46 ounces of heroin. It's a tough day, Mr. Carval. So Carval comes to court and says, look, they never asked me for consent to search my bag. And the court said, they didn't even know it was your bag. How could they ask you for consent to search? They asked you, you said it wasn't yours. You denied it. It's abandoned property. The police have the right to go inside of a bag and find out who it belongs to. When they don't know who the owner is, don't even have a clue who the owner is. So sorry, Mr. Carval, you're beat. To the old Green Bar Hotel you go. So that's pretty much it. There have been cases where they haven't asked, police haven't asked everybody on the scene if it was their box or item or bag. So make sure that you were just following the guidelines. And if there's people there, you got to say to them, hey, is this yours? Is this yours? Is this yours? When nobody there says that it's theirs and it's abandoned property, it's yours. So we had that. I had a similar case on a motor vehicle stop where a guy threw a box out the window, had a kilo of cocaine in it, and he was asked, is this your box? And he denied ownership of it. We didn't know whose it was, although we saw him throw it out, but he denied ownership. It no longer was his, and we were actually able to open the box and find the kilo inside the box of cocaine, you know, inside the box, the FedEx box. But anyway, hope you guys get something out of this tonight. I'll be back here tomorrow, hopefully, as long as nothing arises and I can get on this friggin' video. Let's see what he says. How does this apply to abandoned motor vehicles? Brian, I'm going to have to think about that for a second. I mean, obviously, when you're going to find an abandoned motor vehicle, you're going to be running a VIN to it. You're going to be checking things like that. Obviously, even with a stolen motor vehicle or maybe something that's abandoned, you know, like if you found something in the woods, I guess it depends on the circumstance. But a stolen motor vehicle, you can search. You don't need consent to search a stolen motor vehicle. Abandoned one, it really depends on what the circumstances are. Is abandoned somebody who parked it in front of their house for 3 days and you stickered it and now it's abandoned? Or is it like a car that you guys found in the woods somewhere, which at that point I'd say, yeah, you're more than free to search that and try to find identifying features. So that's pretty much that one. Hopefully that answered your question, man. If you guys have questions about other things that you want to know about, or questions that you have, any new case law that arises, you don't know what the answers are to it, please write into me and I will address them on video if I can. Again, I don't know something, I won't answer it immediately, and I will look into it and then answer it later. If you run from a car stop, would you say that's abandonment? That depends, Lou. It depends. There's a lot more circumstances around it. You know, who's the guy that ran? Does the person know? You know, is there anything else going on inside the car? These are very, very general questions. You'd have to give me a lot of circumstances behind it, and I could give you an answer yes or no. You know, it depends. How do you know who the guy was? You know, was the car stolen? Did you do some investigation to find out? You know, you can go in and find the documents on it. There's a lot of different ways of approaching that. So it's a very hard question to answer. And if you want to talk more about it, PM me here on Facebook and I'll get into that. But again, I know that you guys ask some questions and a lot of them are very general. There could be a lot of different situations and circumstances that allow you to do yes and allow you to do no. I try to explain the very basics of it, and you guys have to interpret it when you guys get out there into those situations and try to use your best judgment. If you need me, you can always call me. Everybody can just PM me. If you can't find my number online, you should be able to, but you can reach out to me and I'll help you out if you're in that situation at that time and you need some guidance on it. I think it's the end of the question.